St. John Paul II said one of the secrets to being able to stay with Jesus throughout one's day, throughout one's life, one of the secrets is found in the attitude of Elizabeth in today's gospel. St. John Paul II called it Eucharistic amazement. What's happening in Elizabeth? Who am I that the mother of my Lord would come to me? Who am I who the Holy Spirit would come and live in me as a temple? This amazement that comes from faith is what enables one to stay with him and to stay in gratitude. Who am I that the Lord would die for me and fill me with his life? In order to have this attitude found in Elizabeth and then, of course, in our beautiful, blessed mother, the Almighty has done great things for me. She takes no credit. He has done great things for me. This humble gratitude. In order to do it, just want to point out two things that we have to overcome. We have to overcome this sort of, this from the world's perspective, this envy, or you can call it entitlement, or even they all go together, self-pity. Elizabeth could have just as easily said, Mary, who are you? You're still a teenager. And you have a baby already. My husband and I had to try for 40 years, still didn't get one. How that takes, robs a person from being able to enjoy the blessing of life. And then second, have to overcome what, I don't remember who coined the phrase, the scandal of the incarnation. That God has come so close by becoming one of us that he lives in the ordinary, and if we don't have faith, we can't overcome and see beyond the ordinary. And so you have Elizabeth in faith saying, my infant leaped in my womb. I assume that happens quite a bit. I've never been with child, but I assume that happens. She saw in the ordinary, in the very ordinary, her little one recognizing Christ in Our Lady. To be able to live in this amazement, I need to be able to overcome seeing in my ordinary humanity the gift of God living in me. May God grant us that grace to be humble enough and grateful enough to hold on to faith and so live in this amazement.